Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we had a little bit of taste of summer this past weekend. Hopefully everyone was able to get out and around, enjoy a little bit, do some gardening. I know I was out doing a little gardening prep work, at least. If you're looking at doing some gardening this summer, you may be getting some things in the ground, or at least getting ready to get some things in the ground. One of the things that a lot of people plant for their home food garden this time of year is potatoes. Potatoes are a fairly well-known, well-grown crop for Iowa. If you're looking to get those potatoes planted anytime from late March through mid-April in this part of the state is a great time to plant potatoes. And the farther north in Iowa you go, the later in April you would want to wait to get those potatoes in the ground. A few recommended potato varieties that work well in the Iowa climate would be the Red Norland potato. That's an early maturing red cultivar that produces oblong smooth potatoes with shallow eyes. These are excellent boiled or mashed, but not necessarily quite as good baked. The Russet Norcota is an early season russet cultivar that produces blocky oblong potatoes and is an excellent baking potato if that's what you're looking for. Yukon Gold is always a favorite. This is an early season, yellow-fleshed cultivar that are excellent baked, boiled, or mashed, and also stores very, very well, so a very versatile potato there in the Yukon Gold. Superior is another cultivar that matures early to mid-season with round to oblong tubers and medium deep eyes. They're very good baked, boiled, or mashed, and this particular cultivar is resistant to scab as well. Gold Rush is a mid-season cultivar that produces oblong to oval tubers with a russet skin and white flesh and is very good for baking. The Katahdin is a late-maturing white cultivar with smooth, round, shallow-eyed tubers that's good for baking as well. Kennebec is another late-maturing white cultivar with shallow eyes that's great for cooking. Red Pontiac is the last recommended one from the Extension Horticulture list. That's a late-maturing red cultivar. Potatoes are oblong with deep eyes, produces high yields with lots of large potatoes. Table quality is fair, but storage quality is very good. We also often get asked if you are planting potatoes, first of all, do you need to purchase the certified seed potatoes, or can you just plant what you have around the house? And once you have them, how do you plant them? Well, keep in mind that potatoes are susceptible to several diseases, so you want to make sure you buy certified disease-free potatoes at garden centers or from mail order nurseries. You can purchase either seed pieces, which would be tubers that have been cut into sections, or whole potatoes. Small potato tubers may be planted whole, while large ones should be cut into several sections or pieces. If you do cut them up, make sure each seed piece has at least one or two eyes or buds and weighs at least 1.5 to 2 ounces to make sure there is an adequate amount of material being planted to get a good start on your potato plant. After cutting these into sections, you can place the freshly cut pieces on a humid 60 to 70 degree location for a couple days. This short healing period will allow the cut surfaces to heal over before they're planted, and that will help prevent the rotting of the pieces once they're planted. Once you go ahead and plant those, make sure you place the cut side down and make sure the whole small potato goes in the ground 3 to 4 inches deep and about a foot apart within the row. When you plant multiple rows, you should be spacing your rows about 2.5 to 3 feet apart. For more information or to find this article on planting potatoes, you can always check out the Iowa State University Extension website. Just look under gardening, or of course you can always give us a call or stop by the office to pick that up. Something else new on the Iowa State University Extension website this week: the Science of Parenting blog has been updated again for the month of April, and our topic this month is pets and children. Our family life specialists will discuss on their blog when and whether or not children should have pets. Children and animals do often seem like a perfect match. Many of us adults remember the special bonds we had with pets when we were children, according to the family specialists. But it's hard to resist the pleas of our kids when it comes to the adorable kittens and puppies and other little critters. We do need to realize it's a major commitment to bring a pet into our home. So this blog during the month of April will address the question of whether or not a pet is worth the effort. They will dig into research on human-animal interaction and talk about how to determine the right age for children to have pets of different types, how to make choices about pets, and what pets can teach our children and how they can be a learning experience for children. There is a 5-minute podcast on this topic to start the blog off during the month of April, and there will be multiple entries to the Science of Parenting blog on this topic, as well as, of course, openings for interactive discussion and questions on the topic throughout the month as well. To find that, you can just log on to the Iowa State University Extension website and type Science of Parenting into the search box, and that will take you directly to all of the Science of Parenting resources, in addition to the current monthly topic of children and pets. And of course, if you have any questions on any information that you've heard about on any of these radio shows, you can always check out the Iowa State University Extension website for Cass County Extension by looking that up online. You can always give us a call, 712-243-1132, or you can certainly stop by our office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right there on the fairgrounds on the north side of the Cass County Community Center. We would love to see you, and we'd love to help you out. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.